We are holding Dav Chav Zayin Amid Beis on top. Mor says, Tana Rabbanan, look at a brayse like this. Sheva Hazois, Sheba Poro, the seven Hazois that you're supposed to do with the Poro Adumo. So Shoson Ben Shaloi Lishmon, Ben Shaloi Mechuvonis, is Psulis. If the Kohen that made these Hazois, if he did it Shaloi Lishmon, he did not do it L'shem, the Poro Adumo, or else, he did it L'shaloi Mechuvonis, means he did not do it. He was not mechaven kineged the pischa shel hechel, even though the hazoyis are done all the way up in the harazaisim, or the opposite away from the opposite harabais, but still he's supposed to be make the hazoyis towards the pischa shel hechel. So if he did not do it kineged the pischa shel hechel, it's psulas, because the pasuk says chuka, and it says v'yal noichach, it has to be done. The same thing with don shalei lishmon, since the pora adum is considered like a chatesi. Therefore, Shlom Lishmon is possible. Now, what about the Shebifnim? Let's say a korban is done in the Pnim. Rashi says that means Kigoyin the Yom Kippur, or else Parakoyin Mashiach, or Parakoyin Dover, or Siyov Zechovim, as any other one of the Chatzoyis HaPnim. Or else the Shebif Mitzayra, that a Kohen, when he makes the Azoyis of the Shemin, that he has to sprinkle it also towards the Mizbeach, towards the Azara. So if he does this, when he's being Mitarah the Mitzorah, when he has to use his Shem, and the person says he puts it on his hands of the Kohen, and he makes the Azois towards the Pnim, Rashi says, B'shaniknu mishemen shal Mitzorah. So if the Kohen does this, Shaloi Lishmon is also Psulus, and makes a Psul in the Kabonis, or in the Shemen shal Mitzorah. Shaloi Mechubonis, let's say here the Kohen does it, Shloim Chubim doesn't sprinkle it exactly towards the Pnim, both by the Chates HaPnim or by the Shemen Shal Mitzorah. Here it's Sheris, here it's alright. Rashi says, because like Sivbu, El Neuchach doesn't say the word El Neuchach. Sif, even though Lechatchili is supposed to do it that way, but the Yevit is kosher. Now the Gemara is Ivo Tani, we learned, Gabi Poro, Shloim Lishmon Sulois, Shloim Mechubonis Sheris. I, we learned even by the Paradum, if the Kohen makes the Azois, not kineged the Pesach or the Hechol, still it's kosher. So, and before we learned it's possible, so Rav Chiz answers, "Hey, like kash, there's no stira. I tell you, Hor Reb Yehuda, Hor Rabbanan, Saka Machlekes, Reb Yehuda and the Rabbanan." Rashi says, "The Sefer the Milsim Parshah will soon explain this. The Tanya will learn like this: Mechus Rei Kapora. If somebody is missing, that did not bring his korban yet, whether it's a Yoledes or a Mitzrayim, Shenich Nusuli Azara, that this person now before he brought his korban." So he's not allowed to go into the Beis HaMikdash. Still, he went to the Beis HaMikdash. So, B'shoigeg Chayev Chattis. As he goes in, B'shoigeg his Chayev Korban Chattis. B'mezid Oynish Chorus. If he goes in B'mezid, he's Chayev Chorus. And Rashi says, the whole Zaman Shlehevi Kaprosoi, Liyotzi Medei Tumosoi. Now, get to the Beis HaMikdash, he's still considered like his Tomei. If a person of Tomei goes into the Beis HaMikdash, he's Chayev Chorus. And the Gemara says, "V'ein tzorch lemi." You don't have to tell me. Tfuyim avad, the person that was tomei, even though he went to the mikveh that day, but before it comes Herod Shemesh, avad, he's considered tomei and again to go into the Beis Hamikdash. And v'shar kol atzmeim, any other person that's tomei, that if he goes into the Beis Hamikdash, b'meitzit he's chayiv koros. U'tohirim shenichnasu lefnim mimichatzosu lehechol. What's going to be the person that's tor, but he walks inside the Azora, he walks inside lefnim. He walks inside the Hechel, Lechel Kulay, is Biaboyim, and then the mighty is over life, he only gets Malchus, that's all. Rashi says it means term Shnichtul of Nimim Michitzosan, Yud Alef Amo, Mokum Drishus Ragli Israel. If he walks further in than that, Lechel, and Nichtus Susham, he goes into the Hechel, then he gets Malchus. Rashi the Apostle says, We all Yovoy Becholesala Kodish, you're not allowed to walk into the Kodish, that's a love. What's about mi beis la proichus el pnei hakaparus? Let's say somebody walks from inside the base mi beis la proichus. Rashi says it means lefnim, lefnaya lefnim, shesham oron via pnei hakaparus nami hainu mi beis la proichus el sholach ad lefnei oron. He went into the oron. Then we said the locher is the misa. Then he's chayiv misa. So that's a two gedorim. If he just walks into the hechol. A regular Yisrael, he's chayiv, he gets Malkus. But if he walks into the Lefnayim Lefnim, the Kodesh HaKadoshim, then he gets Misa. Reb Yudah says, Kol Heichol Kuloi, Omi Beis Laprechus Piyaboyim, no, the Heichol, and if you walk into the base, Mi Beis Laprechus also you get Malkus. But V'yel Pnei HaKaparis Pemisa, when do you get Misa, only if you come into the Pnei HaKaparis. So Rashi says it means, Sheholach Ad Lefnei Oren Pemisa. So only if Imamish walks up until the Oren, that's where he's Chayiv Misa. But before that, also Sonia Lav. So the Kitzitzamach Leikis, when do you get Misa for coming in? Do you have to only walk into the Oren? Or is it enough just to walk, if you walk into Kodesh HaKadoshim, also, not Lefnei Lefnim, if you just walked in Lefnim, for that you get Misa. Sigmar says, B'mai Kamithlugi, what's the Machleikis over here? Sigmar says, B'hai Kro, the argument this Postik. The Postik says, V'yoymer Hashem al Moshe, Dabur al Aroin, Ochicha, V'yal Yovu b'choleis ala Kodesh, Mi Beis la Pareiches, El Pnei HaKaparis, Asher ala Oren, V'lo Yomus, that anybody, Labdavki Yisrael, even the Kohen Gadol, that not let her come inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and do not come in, because otherwise you'll get missed if you do come in, the Pasuk says. So how do we dash in this Pasuk that it says, V'yayobah b'choleis el ha-kodesh mi-beis la-proiches el pnei ha-kaparis? What does it mean, mi-beis la-proiches and el-pnei ha-kaparis? So Rabbanan, some of their bottom hold, el ha-kodesh v'lo-yobah. If you just walked into the Heichol, for that you're only over alive. Mi-beis la-proiches v'el-pnei ha-kaparis is v'lo-yobah. But once you walk inside the Heichel, when you walk inside the Kodesh, the place where the Shulchan is and the Menorah, for that alone also you receive Misa. And Avad, if you walk into where the Oren is, the Kodesh HaKadoshim, Avad also, you'll be Chayiv Misa. So Mar explains now, for Rabbi Yehuda Sava, what does he hold? El HaKodesh, Umi Beis La Pareches B'lo Yavoyim, even coming into the Heichel, or else coming into the Umi Beis La Pareches, coming into the Kodesh, that's also only a lav. The Pnei HaKaparis, when you come inside the Kodesh HaKadosh, when the Makom of the Oren is, that's below Yomus, that's Machlekes. When exactly are you Chayiv Misa for coming into the Kodesh HaKadoshim? So my time with the Rabbanon, what's the reason of the Rabbanon that they say Misa even goes on El Mibes Tapreches? Because the Rabbanon said like this, E Sakodai Dekid Yom Rav Yudif, you know, like Rav Yudif says, Lichter Rachmulam Tapartzer, right? El HaKodesh, V'el Pnei HaKaparis, V'loi Boyi, Mi Beis LaPareches. Let the Pasuk just say El HaKodesh, and then V'el Pnei HaKaparis, that you Chayiv Misa. Why does it have to say Mi Beis LaPareches for? But no, I mean, I would know like this. Heichol Mechayiv, if you Chayiv Misa coming into the Heichol, Mi Beis LaPareches, Mi Boyi, Avad Yechayiv coming into the Beis LaPareches, Mi Beis LaPareches. Mir Yechayiv Allah for coming into the Heichol, so Avada going further into the Kodesh, Avada Yechayiv Allah. If so, Mi Beis HaPareches, the Kosta Rachamon Olamali, why does Pasuk have to say the words Bechlal, Mi Beis HaPareches, just to teach us there's a Lav, so rather Shramin here at Saraya, B'Misa, that Yechayiv Misa on this. Sefter Rabbanan Shita, that even Mi Beis HaPareches, even from Mi Beis HaPareches, and that also Yechayiv Misa. So only the Heichol are Yechayiv Alav. But further in the Heichol, going to the Kodesh already, for that you're over Yechavichi of Misa. Now, for Rabbi Yehuda, what's for Rabbi Yehuda? He holds no, you only Chayiv Misa when you go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, just in the Kodesh is only Alav. So he holds like this, Ikos Rachmon El HaKodesh, Torah would have just wrote the word El HaKodesh, V'loik Siv Mi Beis La Pareches, Havamina My Kodesh, Mi Beis LaPareches. I would have thought to say, you know where the Lav first starts, if you walk into the Kodesh, that's Mi Beis LaPareches. That's inside the Pareches. Abel Heichol, but just to be outside in the Heichol, Lav Nami Loi, maybe not even over Lav. That's what the Pasuk has to say both, to say, you're over Lav, even starting from the Heichol. For Rabbonim, what do Rabbonim say? Ha'hule Motzah Samrit, you can't say like that. Ha'hule Motzah Samrit. Te'heichal Kula Yikra Kodesh. Because the whole Heichol is called Kodesh. You can't stop say Kodesh only means inside Heichol, but not the Heichol itself. Avada the Heichol would also be included in the Lav. Shedem the Pasuk says, V'hivdilo ha-pareches lechem, pein ha-kodesh, u'ben kodesh ha-kodoshim. That the pareches is dividing between the Kodesh, mashma the Heichol is called Kodesh, between the Kodesh ha-kodoshim. So if so, that's the Rabbanan Shita to say that you only chayv misa when you go into Kodesh HaKadoshim. Even chayv misa in the Kodesh means inside in the Kodesh you also chayv misa. And the Heichel, that's only a lav. For Rabbi Yehuda, my time of Yehuda's reasoning, he said no, even in the Heichel, even in the Kodesh, you only over lav. The misa is only in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Because he is Sagadadi Kodam Rabban. If you hold that, the Rabbanan say that what? That both the Heichel, only the Heichel is belav. But inside the Heichel, Yochayv Misa, so you'd hold, Licht of Rachmone El HaKodesh, Umibes La Perchis. Let the apostle just write, is allowed not to come into the Kodesh, that's to come into the Heichel. And then if you go, Umibes La Perchis, inside the Perchis, that's when Yochayv Misa. For Loi Boy Yal Panei Kaparis, now we do not need the apostle of saying, when you come into the Kaparis, into the Yoren. Because, Vano Amina, I would say like this, Umibes La Perchis the Misa, Madach, when you come into the Kodesh. For that alone, Yichayiv Misa, you come into where the bias of the Parechis is a Pnei HaKaparis Miboi. Pshit, if you go further into the Pnei HaKaparis, you go into where the Yoren is, Pshit, you be Chayiv Misa. So why does the Pasuk have to say a Pnei HaKaparis for? Rashi says, well, Mishah Shenichnas Mibayis LaParechis Mechayiv Misa V'yesh Bechlam Mibayis LaParechis Pnei HaKaparis, about this included. If so, El Pnei HaKaparis Kos Rachman Alomali Shmamina, that's Rabbi Yehuda's proof to say, El Pnei HaKaparis B'Misa. When you chayv Misa, only if you come inside near the Yoren. But Mibes HaPerechis outside the Yoren, just near the Perechis, that's only B'Yazara. Even though you're in the Kodeshim, you're in the Kodesh, you're only over Lav, not a Misa. For Rabbanan, one of the Rabbanan say, Hochinami, to like Tzorach, really you don't need this Pasuk Taka, El Pnei HaKaparis. Because Madich, before that you chayv Misa, Avadi b'chayv misa come near the Yoren. Why does the Pasuk have to say El Pnei HaKaparis coming into the Kaparis by the Yoren? Lemute derech meshupesh. It means to exclude if you come in through the side or you come in under a tunnel. You have the only chayv misa if you come in neichach, like Rashi says. That lemichayv the Pnei binan shi'eponim aponim. You have to become in Mizrahi Shal Kaparis. You have to walk straight in. But if you come in through the side or underneath the tunnel, then you'll be potter from Misa. The Mor says, Kidatonet Veri Abelazar ben Yaakov. Like we learned by Abelazar ben Yaakov, it says, El Pnei HaKaparis Kedma. It says, like you have to come, El Pnei HaKaparis Kedma the East. So he darshins that Zeh Bon Av. This is a Binyan Av that this will learn out from here to all of the places. That komokum shenema pnei, wherever the pasuk says the word pnei, einu yela pnei kodim, it has to be towards the east side. So wherever it says the word pnei, it always means towards the east side. So it's like this now, Reb Yehuda. So that's what he does. The word of pnei kaparis just teaching us it has to be towards the east side, and not if you come in through the sides. Now the Gemara says Reb Yehuda. The Omar El Pnei HaKaparis. Daf Kadri says Yoni Chayv Misa. When you come inside by the Orin, if so, when the Pasuk says, Vihizo El Neuchach Nami Dafka. Therefore, when the Pasuk says, Vihizo El Neuchach, also Nami Dafka. Therefore, there's no stira in there by the Paraduma. According to Rabbi Yehuda, that El Pnei HaKaparis means Dafka, for then when it says Vihizo, well, you have to spritz the paraduma towards the heichom. That's also v'davka, and we do it shleim mechavonis as a kapsula. But v'rabbonon midosam lav davka hochinam lav davka. According to Rabbonon, when it says apnei kaparis is lav davka, you're not only chayv misa coming into the yoren, even before that you chayv misa. So what then by the paraduma when it says aloichach pnei kaparis also is lav davka. You'll be yotzer the mitzvahs paraduma, even though the hazoyas were not done. Pnei to Heichel. So that's how Miyashiv, the theory before, that one brisa says by the Paraduma, if you make the Azor, Shloim Mechavonis is Psula, and one brisa says no, by the Parah Shloim Lishma Psulas, but Shloim Mechavonis is Ksheris, that goes according to Rabban and Shita. Maskev lo Rabbi Yosef. Yes, we ask the question of Rabbi Yehuda. According to Rabbi Yehuda, Midiel Dafko, since it says, El Pnei HaKaparis, which is Dafko, is El Neuchach, is Nami Dafko, you tell him it's Dafko also. If so, El Debemikdash Sheni, Tlehevi Orin or Kaparis. In the second base of Mikdash, they did not have the Orin, and they did not have the Kaparis. Is Ochinami, Tlehevi Hazois? So you want to tell me then you can't make the Hazois of the Paraduma? because you can't be noichach towards the oren or towards the kaparis. And you're saying it's dafka current to Rabbi Yehuda. Omar Rabbi Barulo, Omar Kor, the Pasuk says no. V'chiper es mikdash hakodesh, meaning to say, mokum hamakodesh lakodesh. Is it not just to have that mokum? Rashi says, oren al mokum oren mazir. Al fil lek oren. Even though you don't have the oren there, still you can make the hazor, as long as you're sprinkling the dam towards the mokum of the makodesh. Rava says like this. No, both pricing before can go according to the Rabbanim. And I tell you, the Ayala Khurat's a stira then. How come one place it says it's likufa if you make the Azor Shleid and Mechuvin? And how come one place it's saying it's kosher? Ho de koi mizra chumariv, the yodi. One place says we're standing between east and west, and it makes the Azois. Ho de ktoni, ho de koi, sofen vadorim viyodi. One place is between north and south, and it makes the Azois that way. So Rashi learns, ho de koi koi mizra chumariv viyodi. That's the mitzvah to stand between east and west. So even though it's not mechuvin, kineged haPesach still is ksheris. So therefore, I call upon him it's kosher because it's kineged mizrach amarav. V'hodit toni psulis the koyt sof medorim with the current standing between the north and south. Shloikim mitzvosa. If not the mitzvah at all, that tak is lekuvin. Now, Omar, what we say before. The shebefnim, the chatoyis that are done on the pnim, inside the chatas apnim, or else the shebef mitzayra, the hazoyis that the kohen does from the shemen of the mitzayra, shalo lishmon psulus, if the kohen does it, shalo lishmon attack apostles, the chatoyis, shalo mechubonis, the wrong place, though, then ksheris. Fred Gemara Ivo Atani, we learned, bein shalo lishmon, bein shalo mechubonis ksheris, I, we learned by the mitzayra, whether it was done shalom lishmon, still it's kosher, so it's a stira. Or Rabbi Yosef lekasha, or Rabbi Lez the bar rabbanim, takotol no machlekes, Rabbi Lez and the rabbanim, Rabbi Lez the demakish oshom lechatis, Rabbi Lez that holds by korban oshom. If it's brought shalom lishmon, it's posel. It's doim to korban chatis. Says so makish nami lugli oshom. Who adin the lug shemen is doim to noshom. So just like by noshom shalom lishmon is posel. Who adin this hazor by the shemen of the mitzvah shel lishmon would possible, but rabbanim lemakshi, according to rabbanim lehiel nava korban oshem is kosher shel lishmo. You don't make the ekish oshem to a chatis, so what did the luk shemen shel mitzvah also shel lishmo would be kosher. For the gemara still ule rabbeleza, according to rabbeleza v'chidover halamed behekish choizum alame behekish. According to rabbeleza, something you learn out from hekish is a possible to be choizum alame behekish. Like according to Rabbi Lezer, a korban oshem itself is only possible because of a hekish. It's doimut to a korban chatis. So how can we learn out now the luk shem and shem mitzvah also was possible shem lishmo doimut to hekish of an oshem? That can't be the reason of Rabbi Lezer. El Rabbi Gemara says on my rova, I'll tell you hova hova rabbanim both call according to rabbanim shita that avad ataka by the luk shem and shem mitzvah even shem lishmo is not really a pasulus. But I'll tell you kan lehachshir a korban kan lehartzois. It means to say, the olul banu l'shem chayva, henichnami, this hazois of the shemen, psulu just means that the owner is not mekayim his chayv, that's all. But that we say, lahachshu means that l'maisa, the shiri lug, it's mutabachila. It's called hazois in the shemen, and the shirayim, the leftover of the lug, is mutabachila. Just like any korban has brought shalel lishmon, that the first Mishnah in Zvachim says, it's ksherus, you can finish doing the avoidus. Just as shloi olu lebaylul mishum chayvam, the yod was not mekayim is chayv. There also the mitzvah is not mekayim is chayv. We'll have to have another lug shemen. But I call upon him this shirayim, the leftover of this lug, is mutzabachilo. It's ksidik sherus that the avoid of the azoris were done. Now the Mishnah says shiva kenei menoira makrin zezer a menoira in the base of Migdash has to have seven kanim. It has to have seven stems coming up. If it only has six, it'll be possible. You have to have seven branches of the menorah. Now, shiva nevoseh makvin zezeh hoadin, you have to have seven like lamps. The nevoseh has to be seven. It's makvin zezeh, if you're missing one, it's possible. Shtei pashish shebe mezuzah ma'akvoy zuazu. A mezuzah has to have the first two pashish of Krishma, Shema and Voyim Shemaya. If you only have one, it's possible. And afilu ksav echod makvin, even one ice, that's missing in the mezuzah makes the mezuzah psula. Dalet parshiyos shebet tefillin makvin zuzu. We know tefillin is made out of dalet parshiyos. You have to have all four. If you're missing one parsha, and afilu ksav echad makvin, even if you're only missing one ois, one letter from the tefillin, it's possible. Like we'll see in the Gemara. Dalet tzitzias makvin zuzu. A decree with four corners, you have to put four tzitzis on it. If not, you're not yotza. Sha'abosim mitzvachas, all four tzitzis is like one big mitzvah. Rabbi Shmuel Amano, arabosim arba mitzvahs, he holds each one is a mitzvah by itself. Each tzitzis you put on the beggar is a mitzvah by itself. So therefore, if you only have one tzitzis, it's kedai to put it at least on one corner. You have a kind of the mitzvah tzitzis on that one corner. Now the Gemara says, my timer, what's the fact of the reason that the Minerva has to have seven branches coming up? Because my time Havaya Ksibu, it says the word Havaya. Rashi says Vishishva Konam Yoitsa Mitzida from Nur Atma Shabyem Siya Shiva or Havaya Ksibu. Rashi says Kafturem Kunasem Menu Yiyu, it says the word Yiyu, it has to be there. Tana Rabban, what about this? Menoro Hoysabo Mino Oshis. The Menoro was made from one solid piece. Or Minazov, it had to be made from gold. You had to take one piece of solid gold, and from that they would bang it down to make it into the menorah. What's going to be your saw minagrutois? Let's say they made it out of pieces. They didn't take one solid piece of gold, but they made it out of scraps of gold. Then the menorah is possible. What about misham minimatchis? Let's say they took a different type of metal to make the menorah. Then ksheira, then it's kosher by the evid. The Gemara says, maishna minagrutois psula. Why do you say if you make the menorah out of straps, even of gold, that it's psulam? The Siddur Pasuk says miksha. For yavaya, miksha means you have to bang it down. It has to be one solid piece, and you're banging it down into the form of a menorah. And not that you make it out of pieces. If so, shamini matkus nami, other type of metal also. Zov yavaya makro. The Pasuk says zov, and it also says havaya tia. So it should also be mashma that the menorah badafka has to be from gold. It says Zov Tor Oksiv Havaya Lakev Luchura. So why do you say other metals is also kosher? So where it says no, Tiyasa La Rabba is a Sham Mini Matris. The Bosik says Tiyasa Hamanura Mashma Tiyasa Mikomokum. Any way you make the menorah, it's kosher even Sham Mini Matris. So where it says if so, Viyema, why don't I say better La Rabba's Grutois? Maybe it's going to be Marba that you can make it out of straps of gold. Mechates, you have to have one solid piece. Maybe to yosla mean from pieces. Samura says, Lois Sakodayatu, do not say like that. The miksha ksiva, havaya, because by the union of miksha, of knocking it down, banging it down from one solid piece, it says havaya, it has to be, that's likuva. And to yosla, Fredimura no, to yosla nami amaksha ksiv. That the word to yosla, to ribui, is also going amaksha on banging it down. So maybe we're not only marba other type of metals, but other rabba, be marba even scraps, pieces. Smur says no, miksha, miksha liyakim. It says the word miksha twice, that it has to be one big solid piece that you bang it down to form. So what's the question? No, zov, zov, nam liyakim. It says the word zov also twice by the menorah. So why don't I say zov is likuva, that the menorah has to be made from gold and not from any other type of metal. Smur says, hi, my, what's going on here? If you're going to tell me that scraps, even scraps of gold, is possible, but if you make them nerf in any other solid piece of metal, is kshero, hainu zov zov, miksha miksha ladrosha. That's why we'll soon be able to dash an extra word zov and an extra word miksha for drosha, like we'll soon see. Ela, but if you're going to tell me, ela yamrit minagruto is kshero. If you make the menorah out of scraps of pieces, still it's kosher. And where's the drosha if that's possible? Mishan mine matkes psula. If you make it from other types of metal, then it's psula. If so, zov zov miksha miksha my drosha be. What's the drosha? How could you dash in the next words like we'll soon see? The Tanya learned like this. The pasuk says kikar zov tor. Yasa oisa, you should make it from a kikar zov, a talent, a whole piece of gold. As kola kelo melo, so dash it like this. Bo zov, if you come to use gold, bo kikar, then you have to use this amount of gold. But eino bo zov does not come from gold, but rather you're making it from other types of metals. then ain't no ball kikur, doesn't have to come from a kikur. So it's good that the Rebbe Darshan now that it could come from other type of metals, but if it comes from other type of metals, then it doesn't have to be zov. So it's good the Rebbe Darshan now that grutoi is that it cannot come, but other type of metals that it could come. Then the pasuk says gevia, its cups, kaftareho procheho, its knobs and its flowers. So with Darshan this bo zohov, if the menorah is made from gold, bo gevim kaftareho prochem, then the menorah has to have these cups and knobs and flowers. But eino bo zohov, if it does not come from gold, then eino bo gevim, then the menorah does not have to have its cups, kaftareho, its knobs, uprochem and its flowers. So it's good where we Darshan this way, like we say now, to say that even you can make a menorah from other metals, just then it'll have different halachas. Now, for the more of a yema, why don't I say nami bozov bokanim? Why don't I dash like this? If you make the menorah out of gold, then it has to have the seven stems, the seven branches. But ainu bozov, maybe if you do not make the menorah from gold, maybe ainu bokanim, then you do not have to have the eight the seven branches. Why not dash this way also? So Gemara says no. Hahu pomut mikri. If you're not going to have seven branches, that's not called the menorah. Then it's called the pomet. Rashi says it means something very small. That would not be called the menorah. So that avad pshita, it has to have seven, the seven kanim, that's the kuva. Now the pasuk says, v'zeh ma'isa menorah. This is the way you make the menorah mikshe zohov. That has to be banged out from gold. So v'dashin bo zohov bo miksha. If it comes from gold, then you have to bang it out. It has to be one solid piece of gold, and you have to bang it down into shape. Eino bo zov, if it does not come from gold, eino bo miksha. It does not come from miksha. But if it does not come from gold, then it does not have to have the special mile of being miksha, of being beaten up. Now the Gemara says, if so, miksha the seif l'mayos. Why does it say next, another time miksha? So l'mute chatzoytzeris, comes to exclude the chatzoytzeris. There it does not have to even the chila be from miksha. The tiny would learn like this. Chatzoytzeris, the trumpets are on the base of Midish. It came from a solid piece of silver, and from that they banged down to its size. Also, mina grutois, let's say they're made it from scraps of metal, it's kosher, as long as they're made from silver, it's kosher. Let's say it's made from other type of metal, then psulim, then the chatzaitris is possible. So, verse says, why do you say that the trumpets are made from different type of metals, that's possible? It says kesev, it says the word kesev, silver, the avayin, it has to be bedafti silver, not other type of metal. If so, minah grutois nami, it should be possible to make a chatzoitz rois from grutois scraps of silver. Because miksha of avaya, it says the word miksha in avaya. So it should be mashu also, it has to be made out of one solid piece of silver, and then bang it down into its form. So Mor says no, miyat rachmona gabi minoira, mikshahi. It says an extra word by menorah, that has to be miksha banged down to size. For loy chatzoytzrois. This is not the chatzoytzrois, the chatzoytzrois does not have to be miksha. The chatzoytzrois could be made from scraps of silver. So really like the last Gemara was Akasha, that it said, v'zeh ma'isa menorah miksha zov. So the question was, it's mashmir, when does it have to be miksha from one solid piece banged down, or if it's made out of gold? But mashmir, it's not made out of gold, out of other metals, then it could be made from grutois, then it could be made from other pieces. It doesn't have to be beaten down. So the Gemara says, no, the reason why it says the word miksha here is not to teach us that only gold and not other metals. Like we said before, no, by the menorah, no matter how you make it, it has to only be made from a solid piece and beaten down. Why does it say the word miksha by the menorah extra? To teach us that this inyan of having a solid piece is only by the menorah and not by the chatzoytzeris. But the chatzoytzeris there, even though it's made from grutois, from pieces of silver, also it's kosher. That's why it says here, there's a ma'isa menorah miksha, only the menorah has to be miksha, means beaten down from one solid piece into small from one solid piece into form. But the chatzoytzeris and chanami could be made from silver pieces of scrap. Tana Rabban, look at the bryce like this. Kol ha'kelim she'osa Moshe k'sherim loy u'k'sherim l'doros. All the kelim that Moshe Rabbeinu made was kosher for him to use, and it was kosher for the next doros also. It wasn't only for Moshe, it was kosher for the doros achrov also for the future generations to use. Chatzoitzus, though the trumpets that were made, Ksheris Law, Yupsulus Ladaris, the Chatzoitzus that Moshe Rabbeinu had made was only kosher for him and not for the next door. It was Psulu Ladaris. Samara now goes to explain my time, what's the reason? Chatzoitzus, my time, and what's the reason you say about the Chatzoitzus? It's not kosher for the future Daris. It's only kosher for Moshe and not for the next door. Why not? All right, turn over. We'll continue one on the other side.